Hello, everybody. This is the final episode of the series with Gianni Salvatore. And it's an interesting one because it started one way and spiraled into all sorts of exciting opportunities and things. So sit back, relax, and watch this, and then let me know what you think about all these interesting ideas. Thank you so much for watching, and let the episode begin. Wow, this is the longest podcast. Carry on.
I know, but we're enjoying this, though. We're enjoying this. Okay, we're gonna finish it quick. Let me tell you about what I was saying about my mom and my dad, okay?
Yeah.
My mother, if my mother gives my father a groat, my father's nearly 80 now. Listen to this. My father's 80 and he still goes shopping for my mother, right?
Nice.
So if my mother says to my father, get some stuff, right? And he gets it and he forgets one thing, she shouts and screams at him, you never do anything right for me. You're always doing this wrong. And then my father just looks at me and he's got a little smile on his face. I'm like, Dad, how would you handle it? He goes, she talks. So I listen.
Nice.
And that's what I learned from my father. Do you understand? I've learned from my parents how to become a better person. It's your parents who teach you how to become a better person. So it's my parents who taught me how to become a better person. I'm going to tell you another story. When I was growing up, this is how our household worked. My sister raised us as well. My sister is a few years older than me, okay? I'm not allowed to tell her age because she might slap me, right? So I'm not going to tell nobody because my aunt, she is. So
anyway.
Right. I don't know if you know how old I am, all right? So put it this way, she's older than me, and she looks 10 years younger than me, and she is a walking, talking, stunning piece of beauty, all right? Her husband is so lucky. Oh, I wish he knows that. I hope he knows that. If he doesn't, I'll tell him, all right?
Yeah, you'll have to. I'm sure she reminds him.
I don't know. But they are beautiful people. They're very good people. My brother-in-law, amazing. He does a lot for charity. My sister, beautiful person. But what I was saying was my sister used to dress me if my mother was busy. Do you understand? This is the way she was raised. She was raised as a woman. So I'm about to tell you what a woman is. She used to bathe me and my brothers. She used to clothe us. She's only a few years older than us. So what happened was us brothers, treat her like a mother. Do you understand? If she says sit, we sit. If she says stand, we stand. I'm a 45-year-old man. Most of the world follows me. If I speak, people listen. And when she speaks, I go, yes, sister. Yes, sister. All right? See the difference? This is what it is. That's how it works. My sister has built this thing, like the respect that her brothers who are freaking, we are, my brother is like a rock. You know Rock, the Dwayne Johnson?
Oh, yes. Big he's big like the Rock.
Oh. Yeah, like Rock, all right? If my sister says, go and do this, he goes, okay. And my other brother owns a sports brand, really popular fashion thing and everything. He's amazing. Right? He's an MMA fighter. His son is a boxer and a professional footballer and a professional boxer. Do you understand? We are all this. And if my sister says, get up, do this, we will go and do it. Respect to a woman. We've been taught to respect our sisters. My father, when my sister comes in a room, my father stands to show respect to my sister. This is how you show respect to women. So tell me that if there were more men like us, don't you think this world would be a better place?
Of course.
And now you're gonna ask me how I became this person? I'm gonna tell you, my religion made me this person. My religion taught me how to be like this. My religion taught me how to respect your sister, how to respect your mother, how to respect every other human, how to be good to people. So,
but also, you also had a good example with your parents.
My parents were Muslims. My parents are Muslims.
Yeah, doesn't matter. I'm not talking religion now.
I'm explaining.
I'm saying, okay. I just want one minute. We're going to fight with you who's going to speak next. What I'm saying is you also learned from your parents. They were good role models. So you learned how to be, how to treat a woman, and your sister also learned from her mother how to be a woman of value, right? And also you've also learned by doing that, you also learned to think for yourself, because at the end of the day, that's where it boils down to. It's about value and self-respect, but it's also about thinking for yourself, to see for yourself, to see the world through your eyes, and to see for yourself what is true.
Yeah. 100%.
Okay, sorry. You can carry on.
Do you know when you learn maths, do you think you learn maths on your own? Or were you taught maths by a teacher? Why do you think that 2 + 2 = 4? Who told you that 2 + 2 = 4? And why do you think the 2 + 2 = 4 and it's right? Who made you believe the 2 + 2 = 4?
You obviously worked it out in your head, right? You saw it. You experienced it.
That's what I'm saying. This is where psychology comes in. This is what I'm about to tell you. So somebody must have told you that 2 + 2 = 4. And then that person made it that 2 + 2 = 4 and it became a law. And then everybody thinks 2 + 2 = 4. Now it is. The meridian. Do you know what a meridian is?
The meridian, what, in your body?
Meridian is like AM and PM.
Oh, okay.
Who done the timing?
Yeah.
Who told you what timing is? And why do we believe in time? Why is it that the time is exactly the way we've been told it is? Why is it 24 hours in a day? Why isn't it more? Why can't I be more? Why is it that 1 hour has to have 60 minutes and 60 minutes have to have 60 seconds? But you actually know that is all wrong. It's not that way. It's always going back a bit. Why is it that we've been taught all these things and that yet we believe in everything? But
because we don't question, because we're taught not to question.
Because we don't. But it's man-made rules.
Yes, of course.
So we're okay to believe in man-made rules, but we are not okay to believe in God-made rules. If I was to tell you that there's two ways of looking at religions, or two ways of looking at one thing, either you're a religious person or you're a scientist person, or you believe in science. So if I was to tell you, if you believe in religion, then it's Adam and Eve, and then that's where we all came from. All right.
Okay, that's a whole different discussion.
I'm about to get somewhere you will understand within a matter of seconds. This is just a few seconds. But if you believe in evolution, then there was a game, man and a woman, right? Even evolution created man and a woman to give birth, right? So both things is man and a woman.
Well, it's balance. So, you have to have male and female in the world. That's how it is.
That's what I'm talking about. So
you have to have them to balance the world, right?
Balance the world. So man and a woman both ways. So if I was to tell you that you tell me the universe just happened like that on its own, you believe that? Or you believe there was a higher power which made I'm going to ask you a few questions before I go, because I'm about to die, because I haven't eaten anything and I've got low sugar and my lip is actually shaking.
So I know, and it's
very, very important.
Okay.
Yeah, but this is very important. I love this one. All right. So I asked you a question. Do you think this world became on its own? This world just came around on its own? Or somebody made this world so perfect, so incredibly perfect, that even if you move it a little millisecond, the whole universe will destroy? You're telling me that was made by just like that? Just yes or no?
No.
Okay, I'm going to ask you something else. Do you know, we were about to have this meeting, right? And I was a little bit late.
Yes.
Do you know why I was late?
No, you didn't tell me.
I'll tell you. So when I was driving to my office, in the middle of when I was driving, all of a sudden, a river, like a gush of water, just came in front of me.
Wow.
When I was driving, it was like a flood. When I was thinking, how the hell am I going to cross this flood? When I was thinking that, a saw came from nowhere and started cutting the trees. What I'm thinking, where the hell the saw came from and started cutting the trees started to fall into a plank of wood. And that plank of wood became into a ship. And all of a sudden, it came close to my car, and my car went into the ship, and it crossed me over, and I came here. Would you believe me if I tell you that?
Of course. There's no coincidence.
Do you think that's true?
I don't know. Anything's possible.
Don't know, dear. That's exactly my answer is to the universe. Nothing happens on its own. There must be something way bigger who created everything, and it made it so perfect that even your biggest, the most intelligent human being, all right, at this given time, the one who just died, Steve Hawkins, couldn't even explain. He said everything started from nothing. And let me tell you one thing, that if you look at the history of any of the religious scriptures, it say that I created everything from nothing. And then that's what happened. And now they're just about to tell you that the humans are made with the one molecule of water. Now the scientists are actually proving that, and that God have said that 5 years ago. Why you ask me I believe in God? Is because I'm intelligent. You ask me why I believe in God? Because God is philosophy. Philosophy gave birth to science. There was no science before philosophy. Okay? And that's why I believe in God. That's why I follow every single teaching of God, which is supposed to make me into a much better person. Because I cannot follow this satanic rules. Because if I follow this world, I'm following the satanic rules. Even the TV, the Disney, the music, all right? Everything. Satanic, satanic, satanic. And then there's God who tells you don't listen to the music, because God has told you 5,000 years ago that listen to music. Music is the sound of the devil. It will lower you into the devilish way. 5,000 years ago, now we've proven that it is. So there you go. So the thing I'm talking about, you don't have to believe in God as in God. All right.
Okay, so then now I'm going to ask you, so then you don't believe in dancing or celebrating life?
Celebrating life? You think dancing is celebrating life? Is that what we come to? Celebrating something.
You can celebrate life anyway.
I love talking to you.
Right.
I think I'm going to spend the rest of my life talking to you because you are beautiful. You ask me questions which breaks my brain and makes my brain want to go into a different realm.
Well, that's the main idea. Well, dancing is celebrating life. Or for today, maybe later on, it's having an ice cream celebrating life. Or that's having a conversation like this is celebrating life, having a conversation.
You can celebrate life. I'll tell you how I celebrate life. Do you want to know how I celebrate life? I bought a brand new car. Do you want to know how I celebrate life and what God told me to do when you buy a brand new car for yourself and you celebrate life? Do you want to know what he asked me to do? Go and give 2% of what you spent to the freaking poor people, so they can live as well. That's celebrating life.
Yes,
can you beat that? Can you beat that with dancing? That's what I'm talking about.
I celebrate life every week. I go and help them.
I know.
Okay.
I'm not talking
that's
about
what
you.
I'm saying. I'm no, I know. But I'm taking on the challenge here, Johnny. Okay. I'm taking on this challenge. I'm celebrating life every week by being with homeless people and being with them and hugging them if I need to hug them, listening to them, clothing them, giving them food, whatever it is. That doesn't make me a better person.
Of course it makes you a better person. It makes you a better person. There are billions of those people who are not doing it. Of course it makes you a better person because you're not doing it for anything.
But that's not something that I want to tell the world. It's my thing.
You're getting it wrong, darling. That is the biggest celebration you can do. You just saved somebody's life. You just fed someone who didn't have food.
But even this, for me, this podcast, Break Fear, Find Freedom, is celebrating life.
What are you celebrating right now? Do you know what you're celebrating? You're celebrating the truth. You're celebrating that, you know what you're doing? You're actually exposing something. You're waking people up. You're making sure that what you're giving people, that is celebrating. Do you know That is celebrating. That is what we need to be doing. That is celebrating, not me going into a club and going or dancing and moving my hands.
I'm not talking about a club. I'm talking about in my room. Sometimes I want to dance. I dance on my own. I'm not talking about a club.
You can dance as much as you want. You can dance as much as you want. And if you're good at dancing, I think you should dance more often on your own. That's good celebrating. Enjoy your life. Enjoy life. Yes, life is not about enjoying
life.
Yeah, enjoy it. What I'm saying is there's different ways of celebrating. You've got to understand there's a different ways of celebrating. People celebrate. Okay, I'm going to give you a celebration, okay? And this is what I tell all my viewers. Let's see if we can do this. And tell me if it makes sense, all right?
Okay.
Let's see if it makes sense. I'm about to give you something which is so close to the heart, all right? Which can, because nobody's ever told you this. Nobody's ever even mentioned this to you, all right? I'm going to give you something. You talk about celebration. How do you celebrate your birthday? Carefully now, you're talking to me. I want you to think very carefully. You're talking to me. You're not talking to some random person. You're talking to me. And
you, I'm telling you, I celebrate
one hour. You spend 2 hours talking to me. I want you to freaking boggle my mind. Tell me, how would you celebrate your birthday? And I'll tell you how I celebrate my birthday. And tell me what way is better. What way is the right way of celebrating your birthday?
For me, it's celebrating with people. So it's celebrating with people, sharing laughs, having cake.
What are you celebrating?
I'm celebrating myself.
Okay, but this is what I mean. You're celebrating yourself. On what basis are you celebrating yourself? What have you done? What have you done in your life to be in this life? What did you do to be born in this life?
Well,
you didn't
I was born in this life, obviously, to do something bigger. I wasn't just born here just to be here, right?
So you're not celebrating your birthday because you were doing good things. I'll tell you how you celebrate your birthday. You want to know how I would celebrate my birthday?
Yes, how would you celebrate your birthday?
You ready? Okay. On my birthday, when I was born, that's the day I was born, right?
Right.
Who gave birth to me? My mother. Who suffered for me? My mother. Exactly. Who fed me? My mother. Who put all the things in the world for me? My father. What I do is on my birthday, I buy presents for my mother.
Nice.
That's celebrating because she's the one who gave birth to me. What the hell have I ever done? I'm one less year of my life. I've lost 1 year of my life. I'm about to die next year. I don't know. What the hell am I celebrating? I should be celebrating the woman who gave birth to me. The one who raised me.
But you also celebrate the people that are around you right now. I mean, I'm far away from my mother. So it's not like I can. But you need to celebrate.
The first things are supposed to be celebrated. Wow. The birth is supposed to be celebrated for the person who gave birth to you because it's called birthday. People don't even know the words, man. That's what I was trying to tell you. People don't even know the words they use. The word birthday is a birthday. Somebody gave birth to you. Why are you celebrating yourself?
Because I can.
You didn't do anything to be on this earth. Your mother did. Your father did. Celebrate them. And that's the beauty. That's what I'm saying. This is the beautiful things we don't think about. This is why my brain is different to everybody else. I would celebrate my birthday by telling my mother that thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for bringing me on this earth. I'll make her coffee. I'll do something for her. I'll massage her feet. I'll kiss her on her forehead. I'll sit with her and I'll tell her, we'll talk about the time when I was young, when I couldn't speak and I stutter my backside off. Do you know that? I stutter. And my mother used to say to me every day, son, you are going to be one of the most important people on this earth one day.
Yeah.
Why would I not celebrate that?
Exactly.
Why would I give a crap about my birthday and everyone should buy me present because I was born and I didn't do anything to deserve it. But guess what? It's my birthday. Buy me presents. Why would you buy me presents because of my birthday? What have I ever freaking done for you? That's why I'm controversial. That's why I'm far more intelligent than most of the people out there, because they don't understand life. They don't understand what they're talking about. The words they use is not even right. Birth day. Somebody gave birth on this day to me. Celebrate that. That's how you celebrate.
I love it. I love it. It's really cool.
Imagine this now. If everyone started celebrating, we celebrate Mother's Day. Mm. Every day is a Mother's Day in my life.
Exactly. But like Valentine's Day, Valentine's Day was yesterday.
I don't believe in Valentine's Day.
That's what I'm saying. It's just a high.
You should
be loving each other like every day. You know what that is?
My wife says, oh, it's a Valentine's Day. And I'm like, damn it. 10 years is a Valentine's Day for you. Every year, every day, every minute, every second is a Valentine's Day for you because you're with me. Beat that, baby. Beat that. That's your Valentine's. I'm your Valentine's. Every day that I spend with you, I'm your Valentine's Day. Every time I make you coffee, freaking Valentine's Day for you, darling. Because I don't believe, I told you first thing, I don't believe this. Valentine's is a man-made day. Saint Valentine's. Okay. Why do we celebrate Christmas? Where in Christianity there is Christmas?
It's all commercial stuff. That's what it is.
Exactly. This is what I'm saying. We have been brainwashed. You hear me? This is what we need to do. Go back, reprogram ourselves, come back out from this stupid, they call it matrix, I call it systematic. I call it establishment has controlled you. Oh, wait a second. They wanted to make money, right? They brought Christmas. Christmas is a pagan holiday, all right? It's a pagan festival. And then Easter, 9 months later. Do you know what used to happen on a Christmas day? Christmas day was the sacrifice day of the babies. Do you know that? 9 months prior to Christmas is what day? I'll tell you. It's Easter.
Yeah, it's Easter.
On Easter, they used to, that's another pagan day. They used to have a mass orgy. They had women, certain women, and met a lot of, right? They used to do a lot of these, so women can get pregnant. And when they get pregnant, all right, they used to sacrifice those babies. And now we celebrate that? That's what I'm saying. What are we celebrating? Why can't we freaking wake up and see that what is wrong with this world? This is why we've been sleeping for so long. You need to wake up. Until unless you wake up and you say, fine, I'm going to put a stop. You say, how can we change? You change by changing yourself.
Exactly. That's how it starts. That's what I'm saying. Yes. That's the only way you're going to change. The only way.
Okay, I'm going to say one thing, though. I do apologize for, I'm really passionate. And I'm really fiery. But I have to say one thing, though. Thank you for your patience, because not many people can put up with me. Because they need to have a lot of patience to put up with me, but you were beautiful at everything that you did. You're so kind for listening to me as well, all right? And your patience is beautiful. Thank you very much. And if I've ever disrespected you by any chance or any means, anyway, I apologize. I don't mean to. It's just, it's not you I'm talking about. I'm generalizing. So I want to apologize in advance. So please don't send people after me, okay? Please.
No, I won't do that. Thank you. Thank you for this conversation. Sure. That's great.
Sure. Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah, right. I got to go because I'm leaving in 4 days and I still haven't started my packing yet. I'm going for a month and a half.
And this is insane. How long have we had this conversation? So I think
there might be three. I know. Every time everyone set up a podcast with me for 1 hour, they end up spending 2 hours with me. Why? I don't know.
You're passionate. What can I say? No,
because I'm crazy. Well, I'm crazy. And I talk too much.
That's fun. It's all part of the fun. Thank you. Thank you for being.
You're not calling me crazy then.
Never.
Oh, I gotta have some fun though. Anyway, it was a pleasure. I gotta go because my wife is calling me. My father is calling me. I haven't eaten anything. So if I pass out, if I don't ever see you again, it's because of starvation.
Okay, yeah, no, I don't want to be responsible for that. Thank you so much, Johnny, for your time. We'll chat soon.
Absolutely loved it. Thank you very much. And I hope everything goes well with you. You have a lovely time. And I, from the bottom of my heart, I thank you. And from the bottom of my heart, I respect you a lot. And I hope every podcast that you do can bring some kind of awareness to people. Thank you very much for doing what you're doing. You're doing an amazing job. Keep on doing it. Okay?
Thank you. You too.
God bless you.
Thank you for watching this video. Now, if you go up there and you look, you will see there's the video you should be watching next.